are conditionalists that will look at the life of the widow and will say that because she was obedient in the beginning to the prophet when he found her gathering up those last sticks to prepare to eat it and die, that Elijah said, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said," in verse 13, "but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son." And for thus it says in verse 14, "Saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. So there are conditions who will say, "Well, that's because she was obedient. Everything was going well." Well, there's no indication here that she ever turned from that. It wasn't that suddenly now she had fallen into some grievous sin, so the Lord was now punishing her by taking away her child. That's how conditionalists think. That's how people think. We run into them all the time where they say, "Well, I must now be doing something right because it seems like I'm having one trial after another. I just can't figure out what I need to do to turn things around," thinking that somehow God is reacting in any way to us. He's not reacting, he's acting. God is always the one who directs in all things.